Previously on Down Gilead Lane.
This is Tara Fields reporting live from the Coleraine County Courthouse. The town was shocked today at the testimony of Dr. James Kramer, who has returned to his hometown of Coleraine in order to testify as the expert witness in this case.
Get the doctor off the stand if you know what's good for you and your family.
What? Hello? Why'd you call the police?
It was a threat about the doctor being on the stand.
We've informed the police, and they're going to keep an eye on things, but we need to take some precautions too, all right?
We don't want any of you going anywhere alone.
Until this blows over, we want you guys here at home, whenever you're not at school or practice.
And nobody answers the phone but Dad or me. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Mysterious things have been happening in the small town of Coleraine. But don't worry, there's nothing to be afraid of. Let's take a walk down Gilead Lane.
I'm open, Jared. Pass it to me. I've got it. Whoa!
Hey, ouch! Watch out, Michael. You're such a klutz. I can't believe they even let you on the team.
Nice catch!
Thanks! Well, maybe you shouldn't be walking right in the middle of the field.
I didn't think this was your park.
So, are you okay?
Yes, I'm oh no, I lost my contact. Thanks a lot, Mike.
I'll help you find it.
Come on, Mike. We need the ball.
Here, sorry. I can help Maya for a minute. Hey, the news van.
Where?
You're kidding, right? It drove right by us.
Well, you're the one who lost my contact.
I said I was sorry. But wouldn't it be awesome to get on TV?
Not for some people.
Like who?
Like that guy who's been in town for that big law case. You should know. Your dad's the judge, Michael.
Are you talking about that famous doctor guy?
That's what he calls himself, but my dad says he was a really bad doctor.
Why shouldn't he be on TV? He's supposed to be really smart.
Are you kidding? He's too funny looking to be smart. Personally, I think he's a total fake. My dad says that my grandfather knew him, and he never liked him.
Whatever. I still think it would be cool to be on TV.
Maybe you will be if the police keep coming to your house.
How do you know about that?
News travels fast.
So fast you can't even see it.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Well, why were the police there anyway? Did your dad do something illegal?
No. It was no big deal. Just some weird guy calling our house, and my parents let the police know.
Hey, Michael. Did you remember we all have to walk home together? Because Mom and Dad
don't want any of us walking home by ourselves. Yeah, I remember.
Aw, too bad. Guess you can't play football this afternoon. Well, I guess I'll just tell the boys.
Maya, don't. I can't.
Oh, Jared. Michael's not playing. He can't even walk home by himself.
Thanks a lot. You didn't even yell in the right direction. They're right behind you, not over there.
Well, I'm sure they heard me.
Man, I'm the best receiver they've got. Haley, can you and Timmy just sit and watch me? Then we'd all still be together.
Yeah, that'd be loads of fun. Why can't you and Timmy just sit and watch me play with Jessica? That's what I wanted to do.
Well, I wanted to go fishing, but Mommy and Daddy said to come right home.
Fine, let's go. Sure hope this case is over soon.
Well, don't worry about me, Mike. I guess I'll just find my contact by myself.
Sorry, Maya, we gotta go home.
Kelly, that was so nice of Peter to get the kids that new camera for the Rocket Club.
Well, he knew how disappointed the kids were. And it was something he and Lauren could pick out together.
It seems like he's spending more and more time at home with them, isn't he?
Yeah, he's finally learning how to keep work at bay.
Oh.
And he's actually loving his time at home. How are your kids holding up with the case and having to stick around the house?
Oh, well, they're a little antsy right now, but I think they'll be all right.
You know, they're always welcome here. Lauren and Patrick love having their cousins over.
Thanks.
And hopefully the trial won't last much longer.
Oh, doesn't it just seem to be dragging on? And that poor doctor.
I know. I read his book and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people have such a problem with him.
That is exactly what I don't understand. Kelly, are you still there? Kelly? She'll call back. Hey, Kelly, I don't know what happened with the phone. Hello? Kelly?
Put the doctor out of practice.
Who is this? Hello?
Is
So, guys, how was school today,
We dissected frogs in science class.
Oh?
We pinned open his stomach and viewed the contents of all the food he's consumed in the past several days.
Fascinating, Justin.
It really was. It actually looked a lot like that bug over there on Haley's arm.
Oh, what bug? Get it off!
It's just a bug, Haley. It can't hurt you.
Get it off!
Got it. It was just a Japanese beetle, Haley.
Well, I wish it would have stayed in Japan. Oh, yuck. Now I feel like they're crawling all over me. Brooke, do you see any more on my back?
No. Oh, Michael, watch where you're raking.
What?
I already put those leaves in a pile. Now you're getting them all over the yard again.
Fine, I'll go over here.
But this is my pile.
Maybe I'll just go inside and you guys can finish up.
Michael?
Why don't you just come and rake by me? Come on.
Dad, can I cut out early on raking? Luke and I are going to go running while it's still light out.
Nah, I don't think so, Brooke. Now, you and Luke can practice after school, huh? With the rest of the team. We got another call yesterday.
What
was it? Call?
It was another threat, but no one needs to panic. We just have to remember to be careful.
More careful? How can we be more careful? We haven't been going anywhere alone.
Yeah, I had to miss football with the guys just so I could walk Haley and Timmy home.
I know this isn't fun for you guys, but, well, this case has the town a little upside down, so we need everyone's cooperation, okay?
Which means that we need to stick to the house as much as we can.
So, what are we going to do all week?
There is a project that we can all do together.
What kind of project? I hope it's not any more work.
It's something you can all do together. When I was little, my dad made our attic into a special kids room for my brothers and me.
Yeah, and your mom and I thought we could do the same thing with our attic.
Yeah.
Yeah, make a room that's useful for everyone.
Hey, so cool.
But it's going to take a lot of work. I think we all know what the attic is like, huh? Mm-hmm.
So we could put a lab up there if we wanted to?
You could, Justin, but is that something that everyone can use?
No. I think we should turn it into a game room for videos and foosball and stuff like that.
Yeah, Mikey. Now that sounds like something everyone would like.
Well, you have plenty of time to agree on something. There's all kinds of work to be done before we even get that far.
Justin, are you done reading yet?
No, this test is tomorrow.
How am I supposed to sleep when it's so bright in here?
Mikey, I have to know the frog's entire anatomy. And there's really nowhere else for me to study. Roll over, Mike.
Could you at least turn the light so it's not burning holes in my eyes?
No, I read better with the shade at this angle. Just pull your blanket over your head.
Can you just go downstairs?
Then I'd have to move all of my stuff. Besides, I like to study at my desk.
Well, I like sleeping in my bed, especially when it's late.
Just a few more minutes, Mikey.
Right. I thought we both lived in this room.
This is why I think the attic should be a study room or a lab.
Justin, the attic is supposed to be something cool.
Okay, guys. Lights out.
Yes. Sure thing, Mom. Night, Justin.
Great. Maybe I'll get a talking frog and he can give me the answers to the test.
How come you're still here, Mike?
Just waiting for my brother and sister.
Come on, Mikey. I found Timmy. Let's go.
Finally.
Still walking home together, huh? I wouldn't walk by myself either if the police came to my house.
It was pretty scary.
I'm sure it was.
Look, Maya, I told you it wasn't a big deal.
If it's not a big deal, then why don't you play in the park anymore?
We just don't, all right?
Don't you wonder who the prank caller is? Maybe it's Crazy Grace. Have you thought of that?
Why do you think you know so much about Grace, Maya? You've never even talked to her.
And I never will. My family's known her whole life, and they know she's nuts.
She's not crazy. Grace is the nicest lady in town, isn't she, Michael?
Haley?
And just how would you know that?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, she's not that bad. When I met her, she was, well, really nice.
Met her? You mean you actually talked to her? What is wrong with you?
So maybe we talked to her. What's it to you? See, we're fine. Nobody was killed or anything.
Sure, and maybe not this time.
Come on, you guys, let's go.
Wouldn't want your mom and dad to worry.
Michael, why didn't you tell Maya she's totally wrong about Grace?
Like it would make a difference. It's Maya. I can't believe you told her.
I'll tell anyone I want about Grace.
I can't
can't believe Mom and Dad haven't thrown away any of this stuff.
So, does that mean I can toss out these old running shoes, Brooke?
What?
Look, Mikey, it's my first science experiment.
It is? I thought it was Play-Doh. It tasted good, though.
That's disgusting, Mike.
Okay, you guys. We need to start talking about what we want the attic to be. I think it would make a great reading room.
Who needs a whole room just for reading?
Those of us who study. And I could probably put up a lab table, too.
Wait a minute, Justin. I might bring friends up here. They wouldn't want to see all your weird experiments.
I think we should have a dog grooming parlor.
Haley, this room is for us, not your little friends.
Who says we can't have other people over? The guys would love to play in my game room.
If you don't like the dog idea, maybe we could make the attic into a giant fish tank.
Your game room? First of all, it's not yours. And second, how would I concentrate on my homework with all that noise?
Maybe you could find another place to study. Haley, don't toss that.
It looks like a moldy Twinkie to me. I'm dumping it. If we keep saving stuff, we'll never get this place cleaned up.
Fine. Then why don't we start with these?
No, not my old paper dolls. I love those.
So we can throw out my stuff, but not yours?
We have to throw out something.
You're so selfish, Haley.
No, I'm not.
Mikey, leave her alone. It's not that big a deal.
Oh, yeah? She told Maya Richter that we've been down to Grace's.
What does that have to do with anything?
You did, Haley?
Oh, no, not a Richter. The whole town will know by morning.
Why shouldn't the town know? It's not like some big secret. Besides, she was saying dumb lies about Grace.
She might have a point. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with Grace. And we're supposedly her friends now, so why should we hide it?
Why should we hide it? Do you guys not remember who we're talking about? She's a Richter. They make life miserable for anyone who does something they don't like.
I have to agree with Mikey here.
Whoa, Brooke, you might want to write that down in your journal.
Ha ha. I'm being serious. The Richters don't like Grace at all.
Well, that's because they still think she's crazy. But who cares what other people think?
I can't believe that came from your mouth.
Can we just forget about it and finish the attic?
So, how do you think you did on the frog test?
I don't know. I didn't get a whole lot of studying.
Whoa! Hold on, kids!
What's happening?
I think everything's okay. No need to panic. We just blew a tire.
I hope this doesn't take very long. My mom's waiting at the bus stop to pick me up.
Really? Still because of the prank caller?
Yeah, I just wish this whole trial was over.
So, does anyone know how to change a tire?
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, look! It's the TV van!
Is everyone all right in here? I just saw what happened. I guess breaking stories follow me wherever I go.
I guess.
My cameraman's calling for help, so the tow truck should be by to come get you guys any minute.
Thank you. That's just wonderful. Hey, everybody! The Tara Fields is gonna help change our tire!
It's really no big deal. Dave has the phone in the van, and we were glad we could help out.
Hey, maybe one of us will get to be on the news.
Haley would die if she thought I was on TV and she wasn't.
This is your chance, Justin.
What do you mean? Oh,
Miss Fields, did you know Justin Morrison is on this bus?
He is.
His dad is the judge for the big case. Oh yeah, and he's my uncle.
Really? You know, maybe there is a story here. Is your dad really the judge?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Would you like to answer a few questions?
Oh, he would love to. Right, Justin?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know a whole lot. My dad can't really talk about the case.
That's okay. Just let the audience know how you feel about it. How this trial is affecting the average junior high student.
Is this gonna be on the news tonight?
You'll just have to tune in to find out.
I don't know about this.
It's gonna be great.
Well, just don't forget about me when you're famous.
Haley, can you turn the TV down a little bit? It's so loud that Timmy can't even hear me reading.
He's sitting right next to you.
That's my point.
Oh, fine, I'll turn it down.
Haley, change the channel, quick!
No way! I was here first!
Come on, I might be on the news tonight.
Hey, give me back the remote. I had it first, Justin, and I'm watching this for a report I have to do.
Haley, I might be on the news. Don't you think that's more important?
No, you can watch the news rerun later. Now change it back.
No way. Tara Fields came on the bus after we got a flat, and the news van helped us out, and she interviewed me.
You're gonna be on TV, Justin?
That's pretty cool.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm not positive that I'm gonna be on. Tara said I should check the news tonight.
Tara? So you're on a first-name basis already?
Are you guys at it again?
Justin grabbed the remote from me and he won't give it back, and I was here first.
I think I might be on the news tonight, Brooke. It's important.
Why would you be on the news? Did something happen at school today?
His bus broke down and, long story short, I'm gonna be on TV and Haley won't let me watch it.
Haley, let's just watch the news. You can turn it back later.
It'll be over later. Why does Justin always get his way? Maybe we should just turn the attic into a huge TV studio so Justin can be on TV all the time.
It would be better than a little club for your friends.
All right, guys. We could hear you arguing from outside.
Justin thinks he's the only one that matters just because he's on TV.
I just wanted to watch the interview.
Excuse me. Maybe we're not in the right house. Because the kids here know better than to talk like this.
Sorry, Dad.
Thank you. All right, turn the TV off, please. Justin, we're not even sure you'll be on tonight, son. Listen, Mom and I know that these last few days have been tough, but do we ever have an excuse to treat each other so badly? Come on, I want an answer. Justin?
No.
All right, Haley?
Well, when everyone's only thinking about themselves...
My young lady, you're pushing it.
No, we don't have an excuse.
No, we don't. Now, Justin, what if Haley came in here and just turned the channel, huh?
I'd be pretty mad.
Yeah, why? It's just TV, right?
Yeah, but I might be watching something important.
Uh-huh.
Dad, I know what you're trying to say.
Justin, I know that being on the news is a big deal, but... don't you think you could have been a little nicer to your sister?
That's a great point, Dad.
Haley, we know it's been hard to be cooped up in the house all week.
Yeah, that's why we thought redoing the attic would be a good project.
Yeah, but Haley wants to be some silly girls' club, and Justin thinks he's going to be Einstein with a new lab.
I don't know about a lab, but I definitely like Justin's idea for a study room.
See what I mean? No fun at all.
How are we ever going to decide on something?
Oh, I think that everyone shouting out what they want and not talking about each person's idea is the best way, huh?
But that's the way we've been doing it. And it really isn't working.
Really?
Oh, you're not serious, are you?
Ha ha. Have you guys tried listening to each other instead of demanding your own way?
No, really.
I guess not. You know, loving someone means putting their needs above your own.
Come on. Think about when Jesus fed the 5,000.
Is there an attic in this story?
Attic. No attic, but a good example of being unselfish, Timmy.
What did Jesus use to feed everyone?
A little boy's lunch.
Right. Exactly. And what if that boy would have kept his lunch all to himself?
Mom, who wouldn't give their lunch to Jesus?
Well, come on now, why wouldn't he keep it? He didn't know what Jesus was going to do. All he knew was that a couple of guys needed some food. It was his lunch. He had every right to hold on to it.
But he didn't keep it. And look at what God did through that. He took one small boy's lunch, and he fed over 5,000 people, when you count the women and children. Isn't that amazing? Hmm.
I would love to see that much food in one place.
Do you ever stop thinking about your stomach?
Come on, seriously, guys. Just think about what God can do when we put other people first.
I guess it makes fighting about a TV look kind of stupid. Sorry, Justin. I didn't mean to be so selfish.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't have to be so mean about it.
Yeah, and as long as we're apologizing, I'm sorry for how I've acted this whole week, too.
So, I bet if I turn the TV back on now, we could probably catch the interview.
Hey, good idea, Haley.
Hey, it's on!
No, really?
Turn it up, honey.
So, Justin, do you think the town's overreacting to the doctor's statements?
Well, Miss Fields, it seems like the town is being really judgmental. Besides, the little girl in the case is the important. It's not about me or what I think.
Interesting comments from one of Coleraine's
very well
junior
put,
high
Justin.
Students.
Yeah, and you look pretty good too. You should have worn orange though. Channel it looks better on you.
Well, I'm glad we got that worked out before they all went to bed.
Well, God knew what he was talking about when he told us not to let the sun go down on our anger.
I think they'll sleep better tonight because of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got it.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, Morrison. Hello?
Keep your
away from Grace.
Who is this? Hello. Hey, listen, I want you to stop calling my house. You understand?
John? Not another call.
Yeah. He said to keep the kids away from Grace. Mary, you don't think they've been going down Gilead Lane, do you?
No. To Grace Andrews? What? You think?
Well, I guess it wouldn't surprise me if they have been. I'm sure they think it's completely harmless.
But we don't know anything about her.
I know. Well, this needs to stop.
We'll ask them about it tomorrow, after they all get home from school.
Okay, Mom and Dad. So here's our idea for the attic.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we could set up a table in that far corner, away from the window, and we'll build shelves for our board games and make that our game area.
And maybe add a foosball table someday.
And Brooke and I thought we could make that space by the window into a little reading spot with a couple chairs and our old couch.
Yeah.
And more shelves right along the wall, since the ceiling is so low there. And each of us can keep our own books up here.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you can let us put a fish tank over there, too.
Maybe, Timmy.
How come you guys aren't excited? Don't you like our idea so far?
No. We really like it. It's just that, well, we got another call last night.
No way! Another one?
Yeah.
Man, tell me this is gonna stop soon.
But the news said the case was over. Why would they call again?
Yeah, I thought the doctor left town.
Well, this call wasn't about the doctor. It was about Grace Andrews.
The caller told us to keep our kids away from her.
Your mom and I have been trying to keep you guys safe. Now, it's hard for us to do that if we don't even know where you are.
But, Dad, you never said we couldn't go over there.
So you have been going over there?
Yes. Why does everybody think it's such a big deal?
I went over there and met her, Mom. She was so nice. Not at all like everyone says.
Wait a minute. Have you all been to Grace's house?
Yes.
I thought we made it very clear that you were not allowed to go anywhere for a while.
Mom, none of us have seen Grace since she told us to stay home.
She probably thinks we don't even like her anymore.
I know we never specifically said you couldn't visit Grace, but from now on, we don't want you going over there.
Grace may seem like a wonderful person, but we don't really know her.
So until your mom and I can check things out a little more, you can't see Grace, okay?
Okay.
Will you and Mom really check things out more? Because I still want to go down there.
Yes. In fact, I even brought some papers home tonight to start looking into all the rumors. Papers about the accident that was supposed to have caused her insanity.
Wow, you're serious about this.
Well, when it's about your safety, yes, we're serious. We're very serious.
Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, how about we turn on the little TV over there and see if the news has any last comments on the case. And then let's finish up at this attic.
Right.
And Coleraine has finally seen the end of this controversial case. When Eyewitness 17 News returns,
oh,
we'll join Larry
looks like
Prentice
we missed it.
For his coverage of the recent
well,
renovations.
Who wants to help me move the couch, huh?
That's all right. Well, it doesn't look like our small town is going to get a break. Just in from the Eyewitness Weather Center, a serious storm system is headed our way, and it should hit sometime later this evening. Although a little unusual for this time of year, this storm is gonna be a doozy, folks. So get some candles out and keep watch for further updates. We'll be right back after this.
Well, sounds like a storm is coming our way. In more ways than one, you won't want to miss the next episode. But for now, if you'd like more information or have any questions, we would love to hear from you. Please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, It's All About Me, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Leah Peter. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Mitch Disselcone, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us next time for the season finale of Down Gilead Lane.